Joining us in the studio on Static this evening, it's fantastic to see Jessica and Billy from Noir. How's things?
Hey, Berko. Good.
Yeah, really good.
Good. Finally, really good. Sydney gets the album launch. It's taken months for this thing to happen.
It's true.
Yeah, it has taken a little while. We kind of had an overseas excursion, so.
Yeah, that's not a bad excuse to release an album and then rush off to Europe for a couple of months.
Yeah, it was good. It was really fun.
And you also got to play some Noir shows too. Like, it was under the proviso of doing gigs, right? It wasn't all just traipsing around the Alps.
Yeah. We played David Lynch's club, and then we played a set for this French magazine, and we supported Phaser Day. So yeah, we had some cool shows and lots of holidaying as well, lots of mountain treks.
Yeah, playing at the David Lynch bar, Club Silencio, is a great tale to tell.
Yeah.
How was it? Was it actually suitably spooky, or is it pretentious, or I don't know, is it like Graceland? Are there a lot of fans hanging out there, or what's the vibe?
It was cool. Like, there was this smoke room, and it was inside, and it was a glass box basically, and there were dead trees in there, so when you looked in, it looked like this hazy dead forest. And he's like custom designed a smell, so when you walk into the venue, there's like a specific scent. And
so what does David Lynch smell like, Billy?
Dark forest. Mysterious dark forest. I don't know.
It was cool.
And so I'm guessing that they must have embraced Noir with open arms as well, because I'm sure your band suits an aesthetic like that, right?
Yeah. No, everyone was really nice to us. The crowd were really cool. And it was like an amazing experience, because we'd been wanting to go there for like years. And to be able to get to play was just cool. Yeah, we loved it.
There are plenty of freaks in the corner.
There was a few obscure looking people, I guess. But I don't know, just like pretty young audience. I was expecting maybe slightly older audience.
No log ladies in the log ladies.
Oh,
hanging
how good would that have been?
No log ladies, rest her soul. Yeah.
Is that possibly the coolest thing that Noir have done then so far?
Totally.
Yeah, definitely. Claim to fame.
I mean, much. Were the pair of you that cool growing up? Did you both grow up in regional Queensland?
We both grew up in Gympie.
Were you like Winona Ryder in Beetlejuice? Were you like the kids in the upstairs in the house all dressed in black?
We didn't really know each other until we left. I knew of Billy because I would always see him in the paper. But, like, we didn't know each other.
Yeah, we went, I don't know.
Well, I feel like we should find out, what were you in the paper for? Was it, local boy chops tree or?
Billy used to be a pro boxer.
Yeah, I did, like a little bit of a boxing kind of thing
when
I was younger. Yeah. So,
I was like,
what else was I saying in the paper
guy?
So did you not sort of know each other until you both moved to Sydney?
We didn't know each other until...
Jess was living in Brisbane. Yeah. I was living on the Sunshine Coast, and a mutual friend kind of brought us together to play music, kind of. And then that didn't really go anywhere. And then we decided to move down to Sydney together.
But it was actually travelling back to Gympie that helped get the Noir record over the line, right?
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
So why was that? Were there too many distractions in Sydney?
I guess just, alleviating the high rent cost was one major factor, and just taking some time out. Yeah, no distractions.
Yeah, my parents kind of have this empty farmhouse out in Amamore, which is close to Gympie. And yeah, we just took advantage of that, and we didn't have to see anyone. We had like no reception, and it was kind of very isolating. So I think it was just like 2 months of being able to just write every day and record. And yeah, it was super, super helpful.
And Billy, was it like mood setting as well? Did you find that you entered a better headspace for the band when you were up in the desolate countryside?
I think so, yeah, definitely. Probably just helped shape that kind of Western Americana kind of feel that I feel like came through on the album a bit.
Yeah, it's all well and good to put Paris, Texas on your TV at home when you're in inner city Sydney, but it's a different thing to be probably watching tumbleweeds blow by while you're writing the songs.
Yeah, it's quite a gorgeous like little farm that we're staying on, but yeah, it hadn't rained for a while, so... Yeah, there was plenty of brown grass and
plenty of cows.
Yeah. Plenty of cows, yeah. Yeah, bit of dust kicking around.
I'm pleased to see that some country twang ended up on the record on a song like Baby Blue.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was in your genes already from growing up in regional Queensland. It's not quite, Casey Chambers, but yeah, there is definitely that aspect to parts of the Noir album.
Yeah, there is. I kind of grew up hating country music, I guess just because I was like, punk kid, kind of. We both kind of listened to like emo punk music when we were in high school. So I don't know. maybe it's just karma, I guess.
Is it a family thing too? Was that what your family were playing when you were growing up, so you wanted to distance yourself from them?
No, not really. No, just, I don't know.
I think we rediscovered like the blues and that kind of Western sound when we came to Sydney, because we would go to Commons on a Thursday night and they just had like an incredible blues band playing there like every week. And then a lot of the movie soundtracks that we love, like Raya Kuda in Paris, Texas, and a lot of the Nick Cave and Warren Ellis soundtracks for like the Assassination of Jesse James. It's just, I don't know, we kind of found stuff that we loved and, you know.
You can go down a bit of a rabbit hole with that stuff too, yeah, and keep finding more and more things.
Yeah. I remember my dad was playing the worst music when I growing up, yeah.
He might hear this, you know. Come on, be nice. I mean, there's other aspects to some of the sounds on the record too. Real Cool has that loping sort of air bass line, which, you know, has, you know, gives it a bit of a pace. Was it hard to not rush the songs when you were recording them or even when you're playing them live? Was it a process of making sure that things were pretty measured?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, playing it live with a live drummer, the drummer always kind of wants to speed that song up in particular.
That's what they do, Billy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, don't they? Yeah, I guess we kind of, a lot of the tracks we played to click track, just to set a pace and then recorded it to that. So
there's no alternate death metal version of the album anywhere?
No, yes. No. Doesn't leave the rehearsal room anyway.
And Jess, was it important to you to have that instrumental track Dreamers on there? As you mentioned soundtracks, it's probably the most filmic thing on what is a pretty filmic album.
Yeah, that's my favourite song. And I remember taking all the demos to Wayne, and he, our producer Wayne Connolly, and he really wasn't sold on it. And I'm like, Wayne, we have to have this. It's my favourite song.
What was his reasoning for not wanting it on there?
I don't think he really felt it.
I think he was just like, it's not going to be a single. It's
What's, you know, the point of
what
it?
What is it?
And I'm, yeah, like, it's so good, Wayne. We have to have it.
I think he just likes Jess's voice. And he's like, why aren't you singing on it?
Yeah, he was trying to suck up to you, trying to make,
yeah,
you feel good.
Okay.
It could almost be like your, you know, Wim Wenders audition track. You should be sending it on to people.
I know. We can't wait for that to happen.
Yeah, hopefully that happens.
Wim, give us a call.
And Billy, do you find yourselves watching those kinds of movies now and imagining how noir could almost score them or do them better?
Yeah, maybe not.
We could, you know, never do them better.
Maybe not like real high profile films or, you know, amazing films like that. We'd love to do that one day, work on film scoring. But yeah, I wouldn't say that I could do a better job.
I want to plant that seed. You know how bands play live and rescore films as they're, yeah, playing. Why has no one approached you to do that yet? Or have they?
No, we haven't. We've been doing some soundtracks for friends, but that's it at this stage. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys in the corner of Golden Age, what film would you pick first off, Jess?
I'm gonna go with the theme here and say Paris, Texas. Mm-hmm. Or actually Fried Green Tomatoes. Have you seen that film?
Yeah.
I love that film.
That film is pretty amazing.
It's the best. Yeah.
All right. I want to put that out there now. So after you're done launching the record, I think next year should be doing films.
Yeah.
For now, Noir are launching the album Saturday Night at Frieda's, mm-hmm, which is exciting, finally, before you go back to Europe or wherever else next year.
Yeah.
It was great to have you both in here this evening. We might have a listen to I Saw You at the Store.
Cool.
Off the record. We'll have a listen to this now. And Noir Saturday Night at Frieda's in Chippendale. Thanks, Billy. Thanks, Jessica.
Thanks, Becca.
Thank you.